KSL News Time, 3:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Water managers and first responders are feeling a lot more confident about avoiding any flooding this year than they did this same time last year. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobe.
Second, a big plume of smoke visible near Ogden Bay as part of a controlled burn. Fire crews started burning Phragmites at around 9 this morning. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Emergency traffic on northbound I-15. If you are trying to get into Davis County, it's a long, slow drive. The delays start at 4th North in the West Bountiful area, and they are stop and go, slow and go, back to 2300 North Warm Springs Road. Legacy starting to see overflow delays leaving the West Belt and again through West Bountiful. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Another day where we bump the temperatures. We'll be in the upper 70s. I'm Matt Johnson.
81 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios now. Our top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Florida, House Speaker Mike Johnson, who's facing a possible recall vote at Palm Beach, holding a joint briefing with GOP presidential candidate and former President Donald Trump, both calling for stricter border reform. Johnson also criticized laws, he says, that allows people to register to vote when they get a driver's license, saying the House will introduce a new bill to ensure what he calls election integrity.
The House Republicans are introducing a bill that will require proof of citizenship to vote.
Earlier, House lawmakers passed to renew a key portion of a Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. That measure now heads to the Senate to approve. The U.S. moving additional military assets and troops to the Middle East, with Iran threatening to attack Israel in response to airstrikes on Iran's consulate in Syria. In Haiti, a transitional council has been established to choose Haiti's next prime minister, the country gripped by criminal gangs and violence. This is ABC News.
And now the in-depth on KSL. If you're going to do your taxes this weekend, technically, you're not a procrastinator because, after all, you have till Monday to get it done. Joining us live, Utah Association of CPAs CEO Susan Spears is joining us live. Hi, Susan.
Hey, Jeff. How are you?
I'm good. I wonder about you because this is busy season for you CPAs, right?
It is, and Monday at midnight, we'll have a little bit of a breather for a minute, those that are in public practice. But we know that not everybody's going to get their tax return done.
Some people won't. Well, if people waited until this weekend and they need help, what resources are available to help them get it done?
You know, I'll be honest, if you try to look for a CPA this weekend, you're probably not going to find one. So I would suggest a couple things. We always say get an extension, but know that your taxes, regardless of whether you file your tax return, are due Monday. So file an extension, pay in what you can. I mean, you're probably not going to know what you owe, but you want to pay your taxes as soon as you can, because if they're late, you start garnering penalties and interest.
So we've also heard about scams taking advantage of people looking for assistance and trying to pay their taxes. Have you heard about some of these?
You know, they're still around. We still hear people calling, especially calling and identifying themselves as an IRS agent or somebody from the IRS. Know that the IRS will never call you to pay your taxes, nor will they give you a debit card or ask you to pay with a debit card. That will not happen via a phone call. So just hang up on them and, you know, save yourself a little bit of grief. We're not hearing as much as we have heard in other years, but it's still out there.
Is there anything special that people should know about filing taxes this year that's different?
We're seeing smaller refunds. All the COVID money's gone, so people have been a little caught off guard. You know, they haven't gotten the extra child tax credit. They haven't gotten extra relief funds or anything like that. I will say something that is kind of nice. For our friends that are making less than $79,000, if you go onto the IRS website, they do have some preferred filing softwares that you can file oftentimes your federal tax return for free on their website. You'll have to pay a fee to file your state tax return, but there are those options as well.
Thanks for the tips. We appreciate it. At deadline time, you have till Monday night at midnight, right?
That's correct.
Thanks for joining us. Utah Association of CPAs CEO Susan Spears. You can find them at uacpa.org. UACPA.com.